Global share markets are set to move higher this week as investors put the US debt default crisis behind them, if only for the time being. Investors have also been buoyed by news that growth in China appears to be accelerating. Australian shares climbed to their highest level since June 2008 on Friday, and the dollar rose towards 97 US cents. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell joins us. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Fran.
Cheryl, there was no panic selling as the US edged towards default last week. So why the rally since?
Well, relief, I suspect, that what they expected to happen did happen, and that is a deal being done at the 11th hour. Some analysts now see only blue skies ahead for equity markets this year. The US political impasse appears to have been broken. China is now stabilising, and some growth is even returning to the Eurozone. Now, not everyone is so optimistic about that. I mean, the deal struck last week, after all, only keeps the US government open until mid-January, while the debt ceiling deadline has been extended to early February. So we could be back here again in the new year, despite the US politicians facing midterm elections next year. I mean, the way the pessimists see it, many of the radicals in the Republican Party hold sizable majorities in their constituencies, thanks to gerrymandering. So arguably, they have no reason to pull back from their campaign, their crusade to cut the size of the US government and, of course, its associated spending, regardless of the impact on the US economy. Now, you'd have to think that would be folly, given that the tactics were hardly successful for the Republicans last week. But the temporary nature of this deal does keep, you know, does create continuing uncertainty, I guess, for the US economy. The two-week government shutdown there will have had some impact on growth. How much of an impact will become clear as the official economic data starts to flow again now that the government is reopened. Tomorrow, US time, the delayed September labour market report, that all-important report that they look at over there, is going to be released, although the shutdown won't show up in the labour data probably until another month. The silver lining, though, for share markets is that this uncertainty will now almost certainly delay the US Federal Reserve's tapering off of its bond purchases for several months, certainly this year, possibly into next year, at least till after the next debt ceiling deadline is passed in February. So that was another reason for investors to celebrate, Fran, because more QE means more money for them. Hooray.
And investors also cheered by news that Chinese growth has accelerated in the third quarter. Can that continue, do you think?
Well, probably not at this pace, at least. But the news on Friday did add to the celebratory mood on global markets. I guess it was a case of, you know, if you still have some doubts about the dysfunctional US, well, look to China, which doesn't have to worry about messy democracy. I mean, the Chinese authorities just have to, they just push and pull the spending levers as they see fit to boost the Chinese economy. And as a result, we have an economy that expanded by 7.8% in the third quarter year on year, up from 7.5% in the June quarter. There is some doubt, though, that this pace of growth will continue in the fourth quarter. There is already signs of some slowing. Plus, the Chinese authorities, they don't want economic growth to take off again, to get back up to over 8%. They want more balanced growth this time that won't ignite inflation or the property market. So the authorities there will likely pull the levers to bring growth back to where they want it to be, what they said it was going to be this year, and that 7.5% annual growth. That's still a solid result and certainly not a hard landing, which was the fear a year ago for our biggest trading partner. Now, the next big issue for the markets is whether this new Chinese regime will continue to open up the economy. So all eyes are going to be on next month's big communist Chinese Communist Party CONFAB, known officially as the third plenary session of the 18th Communist Party committee meeting or whatever. Analysts think it might produce some major financial reforms, but that could, of course, be wishful thinking on the part of the West.
Sure. So that third quarter of growth, possibly some good news for the Australian economy on that front and to the future. But the Australian dollar is strengthening again.
Yes. I mean, the prospect that QE3 will linger for longer pushed down the US dollar last week, which in turn, of course, pushed ours up. The improving global and Chinese economic story is also seeing investors buying up the Australian currency again, given it's seen as a bit of a proxy for Chinese growth. The dollar climbed US 2 cents from this time last week. It's now buying 96.6 US cents, with analysts saying it could get closer to parity by the end of the year. Now, that's not going to please exporters. It doesn't please the Reserve Bank, which has been saying it wants to see the currency much lower. It probably explains why the RBA left open the possibility it could cut interest rates again in its October meeting minutes that reintroduced this easing bias, probably directed at the currency markets to not get ahead of themselves. But financial markets are increasingly betting that rates have now hit bottom and that the only direction now is up, although that won't happen till the second half of next year, is the thinking. Not even a benign inflation report this week is likely to trigger another rate cut from the RBA. The September quarter consumer price data is out on Wednesday. Now, despite higher petrol prices during the quarter due to the weaker dollar, underlying inflation is still expected to fall to 2.2% for the year. Now, that's at the bottom end of the bank's target range. So while the RBA could afford to cut rates again, they're unlikely to. The market is pricing a less than 30% chance that rates will go lower this year.
Okay, so today, can we expect another big day on the share market?
Yes, look, it looks like it, Fran. After the gains on Wall Street on Friday, the S&P 500 in New York closed at a record high again, helped also by some stronger than expected corporate earnings over there from the likes of Google, for example. That in turn saw Google share price break through the $1,000 US dollar mark. So good that you bought into that Google float, Fran.
Yeah, sure.
Our market,
I didn't.
Our market, therefore, is expected to open higher this morning. The SPY 200 futures contract is up 22 points or 0.4%. This is going to add to the gains on Friday, which took our index, as you said earlier, to a June 2008 high. And there are opportunities for further gains ahead this week. Investors are going to be, as I said, paying close attention to the US jobs report out tomorrow. The expectation is the US economy may have added more than 200,000 jobs in September. Now, if that did happen, we should see the unemployment rate in the US fall again. Attention will then turn to our inflation report out here on Wednesday, which should at least confirm interest rates can stay on hold for the foreseeable future. And then on Thursday, China is back in the frame with the latest private reading on manufacturing activity due out. A positive result there could see the big miners extend their gains from last week. BHP, Billiton, Rio and Fortescue were all up between 2% and 6% last week, Fran.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you very much. Cheryl Bagwell, our business editor.